The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Hiding Place is a book by Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch Christian who helped many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust during World War II. The book tells the story of Corrie and her family's experience during the war, and their heroic efforts to save Jews from the Nazis. Corrie and her family lived in Haarlem, Holland, and were devout Christians. When the Nazis invaded Holland, Corrie and her family began to help Jews escape the Nazis by hiding them in their home. Corrie and her family were eventually arrested and sent to a concentration camp. Corrie was the only one of her family to survive the camp. The book follows Corrie's journey from her arrest to her eventual release from the concentration camp. Corrie's faith in God and her determination to survive the camp are inspiring. She finds strength in her faith and in her family's memory. Corrie also finds solace in her hiding place, a small room in the camp where she can go to pray and find peace. The book also tells the story of Corrie's post-war life. After her release from the camp, Corrie dedicated her life to helping others. She traveled the world, speaking about her experiences and advocating for peace and justice. Corrie's story is an inspiring example of courage and faith in the face of adversity. The Hiding Place is an inspiring and moving story of courage and faith in the face of adversity. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Corrie ten Boom and her family are devout Christians living in Holland during World War II. Corrie and her family are deeply religious and live in Holland during the Nazi occupation of World War II. They are determined to help those in need, even if it means risking their own lives. Corrie ten Boom and her family were devout Christians living in Holland during World War II. Despite the danger of the Nazi occupation, they were determined to help those in need. Corrie and her family opened their home to Jews and other persecuted people, providing them with shelter and a safe place to hide. They also helped smuggle people out of the country, risking their own lives in the process. Despite the danger, Corrie and her family were unwavering in their commitment to helping those in need. The ten Boom family's courage and faith were an inspiration to many during the war. Corrie's story was later immortalized in her book, The Hiding Place, which recounts her experiences during the war and her family's heroic efforts to help those in need. Corrie's story is a testament to the power of faith and courage in the face of adversity. Main idea number 2. Corrie and her family hide Jews in their home. Corrie and her family risk their lives to hide Jews in their home, providing them with a safe place to stay during the war. They also help smuggle Jews out of the country to safety. Corrie and her family bravely took on the risk of hiding Jews in their home during the war. They provided a safe haven for those in need, and went to great lengths to ensure their safety. They provided food, clothing, and shelter, and even helped smuggle Jews out of the country to safety. Despite the danger, Corrie and her family were determined to do whatever they could to help those in need. The family's courage and selflessness was an inspiration to many. They put their own lives at risk to protect those who were persecuted, and their actions were a testament to the power of love and compassion. Corrie and her family's story is one of courage and hope, and serves as a reminder of the importance of standing up for what is right. Main idea number 3. Corrie and her family are arrested and sent to concentration camps. Corrie and her family are arrested by the Nazis and sent to concentration camps. Despite the horrific conditions, Corrie finds strength in her faith and is determined to survive. Corrie and her family were arrested by the Nazis and sent to concentration camps. Corrie was filled with fear and despair, but she found strength in her faith and was determined to survive. Despite the horrific conditions, she was determined to keep her faith and her hope alive. She was determined to make it through the ordeal and to never give up. Corrie and her family were subjected to inhumane treatment and forced to live in cramped and unsanitary conditions. They were given little food and water, and were subjected to physical and psychological abuse. Despite the terrible conditions, Corrie found solace in her faith and in her determination to survive. She was determined to never give up, no matter what happened. Corey and her family were eventually released from the concentration camps, but the experience had taken its toll. Corey was forever changed by the experience, but she was determined to never forget the lessons she had learned. She was determined to never give up, no matter what life threw at her. Corey's story is an inspiring reminder of the power of faith and determination in the face of adversity. Main idea number 4. Corey finds solace in her faith while in the concentration camp. Corey finds solace in her faith while in the concentration camp, relying on her faith to help her survive the horrors of the camp. She also finds strength in her relationships with other prisoners. Corey finds solace in her faith while in the concentration camp. She draws strength from her belief in God, and uses her faith to help her cope with the horrors of the camp. She finds comfort in prayer and in reading her Bible, and she is able to find moments of peace and joy in her faith. She also finds strength in her relationships with other prisoners, forming strong bonds of friendship and support with them. Corey's faith gives her the courage to keep going, even in the darkest of times. She finds hope in her faith, and it helps her to stay strong and resilient in the face of adversity. Her faith also helps her to forgive those who have wronged her, and to find compassion and understanding for her fellow prisoners. Corey's faith is a source of strength and comfort, and it helps her to survive the horrors of the concentration camp. Main idea number 5. Corey is released from the concentration camp. Corey is eventually released from the concentration camp due to a clerical error. She is determined to use her freedom to help others in need. Corey was finally released from the concentration camp due to a clerical error. She was overwhelmed with joy and relief, but also filled with a sense of purpose. She was determined to use her newfound freedom to help others in need. She knew that she had been given a second chance, and she was determined to make the most of it. Corey was determined to use her freedom to help those who were still in the concentration camp. She wanted to do whatever she could to make their lives a little easier. She also wanted to help those who had been released, but were struggling to rebuild their lives. She was determined to use her freedom to make a difference in the world. Corey was an inspiration to those around her. She was a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. She was determined to use her freedom to make a difference in the world, and she did just that. Corey's story is an example of how one person can make a difference, no matter how small. Main idea number 6. Corey helps others in need after her release. After her release, Corey dedicates her life to helping others in need. She travels around the world, speaking about her experiences and advocating for peace and justice. After her release, Corey dedicates her life to helping others in need. She travels around the world, speaking about her experiences and advocating for peace and justice. Corey speaks to churches, schools, and other organizations, sharing her story and inspiring others to stand up for what is right. She also works with organizations that provide aid to refugees and those affected by war and violence. Corey's message of hope and resilience resonates with people everywhere, and she continues to be an inspiration to many. Corey also works to provide practical help to those in need. She works with organizations that provide food, shelter, and medical care to those affected by war and violence. She also works with organizations that provide education and job training to those who have been displaced. Corey's work has helped countless people around the world, and her legacy of compassion and service continues to live on. Main idea number 7. Corey's faith is tested throughout her journey. Corey's faith is tested throughout her journey, as she struggles to understand why God allowed such suffering to occur. Despite her doubts, she continues to rely on her faith to help her through difficult times. Corey's faith is tested throughout her journey. She is faced with the difficult question of why God would allow such suffering to occur. Despite her doubts, Corey continues to rely on her faith to help her through the difficult times. She finds strength in her faith, and it helps her to remain hopeful in the face of adversity. Corey's faith is tested as she is faced with the reality of the horrors of war, and she must find a way to reconcile her faith with the suffering she witnesses. Despite her doubts, Cori continues to cling to her faith, and it helps her to remain strong in the face of adversity. Cori's faith is further tested when she is sent to a concentration camp. She is faced with the reality of the horrors of the Holocaust, and she must find a way to reconcile her faith with the suffering she witnesses. Despite her doubts, Cori continues to cling to her faith, and it helps her to remain strong in the face of adversity. Cori's faith is tested as she is faced with the reality of the horrors of war, and she must find a way to reconcile her faith with the suffering she witnesses. Despite her doubts, Cori continues to cling to her faith, and it helps her to remain strong in the face of adversity. Cori's faith is tested throughout her journey, but she never gives up hope. She finds strength in her faith, and it helps her to remain hopeful in the face of adversity. Cori's faith is tested as she is faced with the reality of the horrors of war, and she must find a way to reconcile her faith with the suffering she witnesses. Despite her doubts, Cori continues to cling to her faith, and it helps her to remain strong in the face of adversity. Main idea number 8. Cori's story is an inspiration to others. Cori's story is an inspiration to others, as she shows that it is possible to find strength and hope in the midst of suffering. Her story is a reminder that faith can help us overcome even the most difficult of circumstances. Cori's story is an inspiration to others, as she shows that it is possible to find strength and hope in the midst of suffering. Her story is a reminder that faith can help us overcome even the most difficult of circumstances. Cori Ten Boom's story is a testament to the power of the human spirit and the resilience of the human heart. She faced unimaginable horrors and yet still found the courage to forgive her oppressors and to continue to live a life of faith and hope. Her story is a reminder that no matter how dark the situation may seem, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Cori's story is a reminder that no matter how difficult life may seem, there is always a way to find hope and strength. She faced unimaginable horrors and yet still found the courage to forgive her oppressors and to continue to live a life of faith and hope. Her story is a reminder that no matter how dark the situation may seem, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Cori's story is an inspiration to others, as it shows that it is possible to find strength and hope in the midst of suffering. Main idea number 9. Cori's story is a testament to the power of faith. Cori's story is a testament to the power of faith, as she shows that faith can help us overcome even the most difficult of circumstances. Her story is an inspiration to others, reminding us that we can find strength and hope in the midst of suffering. Cori's story is a testament to the power of faith. Despite the immense suffering she endured during the Holocaust, Cori never lost her faith in God. She found strength and hope in her faith, and it enabled her to survive the horrors of the concentration camps. Cori's story is an inspiration to others, reminding us that no matter how difficult our circumstances may be, faith can help us overcome them. Cori's faith was not only a source of strength for her, but it also enabled her to help others. She was able to provide comfort and hope to her fellow prisoners, and she was even able to help some of them escape. Cori's story is a reminder that faith can be a powerful force for good in the world, and that it can help us to make a difference in the lives of others. Cori's story is a testament to the power of faith, and it serves as an inspiration to us all. No matter how difficult our circumstances may be, faith can help us to find strength and hope. Cori's story reminds us that faith can be a powerful force for good in the world, and that it can help us to make a difference in the lives of others. Main idea number 10. Cori's story is a reminder of the importance of helping others. Cori's story is a reminder of the importance of helping others, as she and her family risk their lives to help those in need. Her story is a reminder that we can make a difference in the world, no matter how small our actions may seem. Cori's story is a reminder of the importance of helping others. She and her family risk their lives to help those in need, and their actions made a difference in the world. Cori's story is a reminder that even small acts of kindness can have a lasting impact. We can all make a difference in the world, no matter how small our actions may seem. The Hiding Place by Cori Ten Boom is a powerful reminder of the importance of helping others. Cori and her family showed immense courage and selflessness in the face of danger, and their story is an inspiration to us all. We can all make a difference in the world, no matter how small our actions may seem.